As the tech sector goes, so goes the Bay Area economy. Welcome back to Techonomics. I am your host, Jason Middleton. And with 600,000 jobs being added to the Bay Area over the past 5 years, brother and sister, business is a-booming. And alongside that boom is, of course, real estate. Buying a home in the Bay Area never been terribly easy, and it is not looking any easier anytime soon either.
The under $1 million house is becoming a rare beast in the city.
The East Bay is seeing a surge in home sales as Oakland fills in, and if you're just dedicated to living in San Francisco, you're probably going to be looking along the southern border and or along the southern coast of San Francisco County. For more real estate data, we spoke with a longtime realty analyst.
Patrick Carlisle, Chief Market Analyst at Paragon Real Estate.
Chief Market Analyst, indeed, you're sitting on a mountain of data. I'd like to start with one of your earlier reports from this month, from the month of August, that is, about Oakland. And like water, it goes to the lowest point, and so it looks like the buyers are headed into Oakland en masse. Is that fair to say?
Well, it's been a dynamic that has been building for the last few years as San Francisco and San Mateo counties have become extraordinarily expensive. People look for affordable alternatives. Oakland and Alameda counties just across the bay over multiple bridges. Many of our young and youngish high-tech crowd like to live in an urban environment. If they cannot live in San Francisco, Oakland is a fantastic alternative to them. Oakland has really benefited, depending on how you look at it, from this overflow effect from San Francisco. And let's see, in the second quarter of this year, their average sales price for properties that didn't go through price reductions was 17% above the list price, which is the highest I've ever seen it any place.
Wow.
So the market in San Francisco has actually been cooling and plateauing in 2016. More affordable markets, and Oakland certainly takes the lead there. Oakland's median house price is about half that of San Francisco. Has continued to surge dramatically. It is certainly the hottest real estate market in the Bay Area, and it might be the hottest real estate market in the country right now.
Is that correlative as to why Oakland is spiking? Is because the cup runneth over in San Francisco?
Yeah, I think so, in San Francisco and San Mateo. Actually, inventory has started to tick up as the market has cooled a bit here. It's mostly an affordability issue. The new affordability report came out for the second quarter, and only 13% of San Francisco residents could afford a median-priced house. Our median-priced house is now $1.35 million. In Oakland, it's $644,000.
All right, let's pivot back just a little bit. You said median home price, $1.3, median condo price, $1.1 in San Francisco. Where can I buy a house or a condo for, well, let's go with houses, for less than $1 million? Is there any inventory left in that range?
Well, in the Bay Area, certainly. In San Francisco itself, about 26% of houses sold are still under $1 million. But that's down this year. But that's down from 75% in 2011. Those houses under $1 million are pretty much exclusively found now in the southern border neighborhoods of the city, stretching from the ocean through Excelsior and Portola and Bayview. So those markets are very hot because they're the most affordable. They are some of the lesser affluent neighborhoods in the city, which is why we're seeing home prices still under $1 million. But even there, you know, we're seeing appreciation. The under $1 million house is becoming a rare beast in the city. Now, of course, if you go around the Bay Area, there are many, many areas, Northern Marin, Sonoma, Napa, still much of Alameda, and large portions of Contra Costa, where you can still buy a house for under $1 million. But those affordable segments are still the ones that are rocking and rolling as far as buyers competitively bidding the prices up.
I don't know if this is out of your purview, but let's talk about some of the suburbs like Walnut Creek. Do you have anything on there, or just even anecdotal would be okay? How's Walnut Creek looking?
That area has an extremely strong market. In fact, they're not so far seeing the cooling that we've seen in the city. And again, it's affordability. You just get so much more for your money in Walnut Creek and Concord, moving into Danville, and of course going south to southern Alameda, places like Livermore and Dublin. And these are actually very large communities, and they have quite a few property sales. So the market there is still strong, and in most of those areas, the median house price is still well below $1 million.
Let's talk about just macro this time of year. We're towards the end of Q3, moving into Q4. Is this historically a time when there's less activity on the real estate market and the home sale market?
Yeah, August is usually the second slowest period of the year in San Francisco. We call it kind of the summer doldrums.
Uh-huh.
People are on vacation, kids are out of school or getting kids ready for school. Interestingly enough, the market typically surges back in September, at least as far as inventory is concerned. In San Francisco, September is usually the single month with the most new inventory coming on the market. And it's because autumn is a very short, relatively short season. It runs from after Labor Day to mid-November. Then the market starts to shut down for the winter holidays, which are by far the slowest period, December and early January. The market really declines massively.
Right.
But this flood of new inventory in September usually feeds the entire auto market through mid-November. So we will see whether that big spike, which we've become used to, is going to occur. Well, it actually starts after Labor Day.
I want to visit one more thing before I let you go, because you mentioned things slow down for the holidays into January. But last year, you and I spoke around February, and you saw something surprising happening. I'll let you tell me in your voice what you found last February when it comes to the housing market, and then let's talk about what you see coming in 2017.
Well, one of the dynamics that started to occur actually about a year ago is the financial markets got very volatile. And exactly a year ago, we had the Chinese stock market crash, which made our stock market drop precipitously. Mm-hmm. Then it recovered. Then in January, we had the oil price crash, which caused a lot of financial ramifications. In the Bay Area itself, the high-tech business cooled significantly over the last year. Many, many, many fewer IPOs. There were rumors of startups starting to lay off people because venture capital money was declining. So we started to see employment in the Bay Area decline in the first half of this year, which is the first time we've seen that in 5 or 6 years.
Mm.
And that's, I think, you know, of course, going back to supply and demand, the high-tech boom has supercharged so much of the real estate market. We have 600,000 new jobs in the Bay Area, 100,000 new jobs just in San Francisco in the last 5 years. So when that slows down or even starts to go into reverse, that is a big difference in the demand for housing, whether it's for homes for purchase or for rentals. At the same time, we start to have new inventory, both in rental inventory and housing inventory, finally start to hit the market in quantity. The interesting thing is that, so for the first 6 months, employment declined in San Francisco, but in July, it came roaring back. Now, I don't know if that will be a one-month phenomena or not, but it actually came roaring back to overcome all the declines in the first 6 months of the year and then actually hit a new high. So, you know, we had an economist talk about, we've had people talk about blood in the streets in San Francisco and in the high-tech industry. We have not seen it. There was certainly a cooling, but even that cooling, you know, the interesting question now is the high-tech boom about to get its second wind?
Right.
And that's the key to the housing market and to our economy as a whole.
Well, we will be checking back in with Patrick Carlisle. He's chief analyst of the Paragon Real Estate Group based here in San Francisco. Patrick, thank you so much for your research, and we definitely will be in touch to see how we're looking at Q4.
Always nice talking to you, Jason.
Bye-bye. Have a good morning.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
That was Patrick Carlisle, senior analyst at the Paragon Real Estate Group. They're based in San Francisco, but their data scrapes all 9 counties in the greater Bay Area. That's going to do it for this week's edition of Techonomics. Links to everything you heard here today and even past segments, cross-referenced, big data ready, all that at kgoradio.com/techonomics. Or you can hit facebook.com/techonomicsradio. The bonus there is we post a playlist of all the music we choose during each week's Techonomics. If you hear a hook on the show, don't curse that earworm bug. Just go to Facebook and like or share that Facebook playlist. We thank you for listening this time around, and we hope you'll come back next week or on one of our podcasts. Just search iTunes or Audio Boom for Techonomics. For executive producer Mike Anthony and for producer Liana Wilcox, I am Jason Middleton, and have a great week ahead. In the middle of our street.